Normally, we look to spending on infrastructure as an important way to stimulate the economy in times of crisis. But what will happen in Australia if the spread of the virus shuts down work sites? Unions are calling on state governments to push ahead with big projects amid concerns that some might be suspended. They say that would put tens of thousands of jobs on the line and cut off a crucial lifeline for the economy. Eleanor Whitehead reports.
Working on Melbourne's metro tunnel is not without its risks. So for electrician Craig Newton, coronavirus is one more to add to the list.
But unfortunately, in the background with the coronavirus, you know, if you've got any health issues, you are very vulnerable.
He says it's a concern he can deal with.
Because we're taking the precautions. They've got the social distancing on the project. We're asking people not to cross over different sites. They're staggering the lunch breaks.
But unions are worried some big infrastructure projects will be shut down by state and territory governments as they try to control COVID-19. Alan Hicks is the National Secretary for the Electrical Trades Union.
What we're hearing is that a number of state governments are considering shutting down projects where they've funded, and we think that's absolutely unnecessary because if it's safe for these people to go to work, then they should go to work, and they're big contributors to the economy, and that's what we need at this point in time.
He argues the risks can be managed with proper safety protocols and is urging governments to bring new projects forward as other industries contract. That's a message echoed by the CFMEU. Dave Noonan is its National Construction Secretary.
There's concern right across the construction industry that any preemptive steps to shut down sites could lead to knock-on sort of circumstances that make the economic crisis worse, if you like.
So a shutdown's really likely. Evan Tattersall is Acting Director General of the Major Transport Infrastructure Authority, which oversees projects in Victoria. He says there are no plans to close any in the state, at least for now.
Work is continuing on all of our MTIA projects, and we've got strict protocols in place to reduce the spread and minimise the risk of coronavirus. So if there is an incident in an area, it doesn't sort of close the whole site down.
A spokesperson for New South Wales Treasurer Dominic Perrottet said its government will continue to deliver its $97.3 billion infrastructure programme and is bringing forward $500 million in capital works for shovel-ready projects.
Eleanor Whitehead reporting.